Welcome back. Up next in the interview prep blueprint course from CPA Talent is the second of the big three job search questions you need to have answers to before your next interview. This one is one you've probably already heard of. It's very popular to talk about, but we are actually going to dig in a little bit more depth. This is the what is your biggest weakness question. The reason this is asked a lot is, one, every interviewer knows they're supposed to ask it, so a lot of them just do it out of habit. But if you get a really good interviewer, there's a couple things they're looking for. They want to know that you are aware of your limitations and that you do have weaknesses and what you're doing to improve them. And second, you'd be shocked at how much some candidates will share at this question. They get a little nervous, they start rambling, and by the end of it, they're telling you they don't know how to do accounts payable when that's the biggest part of the job. So that makes the decision really easy for the hiring manager. They can just disqualify that person. They've obviously got this huge weakness and they just told you all about it. You would think nobody would ever actually do that, but it does actually happen. And so we're going to make sure you're prepared so you don't end up doing that in your next interview. There's one thing to keep in mind, first of all, when you're answering this question, and that is, what is even a weakness? When you think about your skills and your strengths and potentially some stuff you're not as good at, really anything that is not in the top half of your skills can be considered a weakness. So when answering this, think of a couple of different things. You don't want to share your absolute biggest weakness, especially as it relates to the job. So if you are going for a senior accountant role, you really don't want to talk about how terrible you are at getting your month-end recs done on time, or how you always get in fights with your boss and you just hate people. You know, these are not weaknesses that are easy to fix or correct, and they're not something that really people want to try to work around. So tip one, don't pick your biggest actual weakness, okay? We want to be truthful about a real weakness, show you are a real person who understands that you're not perfect, but you don't want to cost yourself the job. Another thing that happens to a lot of people when they get nervous is they make a self-deprecating joke, or they exaggerate a little bit and try to be funny. This really isn't the time for that. If you're interviewing for a job at a manufacturing company, making a joke about how you failed cost accounting, probably not going to help you get the job, right? So another reason this is really important to have an answer ready to go for this question is so you don't get nervous and accidentally put your foot in your mouth. Here's the formula you need to follow. You want to discuss your weakness and then focus on how you are working to improve yourself or mitigate that weakness. For example, one from my personal life is that I just do not have a great memory. My bad memory is my weakness. And so I know I have to make up for that in other ways. And so I talk about how my memory is not the best, but I take really, really detailed notes and I always am able to fall back and make sure I don't miss anything that way. Another example would be if you just haven't had the chance to use Excel recently in your last job, maybe you're a little rusty. And so you spent the last 3 weeks, now that you know you're looking for a new job, doing tutorials on YouTube, taking a course, working with sample data sets to learn these skills and come back up to speed. Little things like that show you know you aren't exactly where you need to be, but you're working towards it, and it shows dedication and confidence that you will get there. And really, I can't emphasize this enough. This is not a contest to share the biggest weakness, okay? What hiring managers mean when they ask the question is any area that you could use improvement, okay? Don't disqualify yourself by talking about something that makes you a really bad fit for this position. Have a couple weaknesses ready, practice them, really think about how you are actually working to make yourself better. And you can just say these very quickly. I'm not as good as Excel as I once was. I'm a couple years out of date. I haven't been using it that much day to day. And so I've been taking this course the last couple weeks to get back up to speed. I'm very confident I'll get there by the time I start with you guys, especially if I have to put in 2 weeks notice before I start. And you can just end it there. You don't have to share anything else about reasons for why you weren't using it or anything like that. Just say what you're doing to improve and then be silent. If they have follow-up questions, they'll ask. Okay, now that you know how to answer the question, I want to be very, very clear on a couple ways that are not the right way to answer this question. Some people like to think they're clever, or maybe they got this bad advice from their career services department at the college, or they read it online somewhere, or got this advice from a friend. But one of the worst ways to answer this question is to come up with some BS answer that you think makes you sound good. Like, I'm too detail-oriented, or I'm too much of a perfectionist, and everybody loves me. This isn't clever, it's not cute. When I'm interviewing someone and they try to answer like this, I really do want to try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they got some bad advice and they really are trying the best they can to give a good answer or what they think is a good answer. but it's really, really hard not to have hard feelings about this. It almost makes me feel like you think I'm dumb if you try to put one past me with an answer like this. And so to me, it seems like only an idiot would fall for these. And if you basically telling me this answer is you calling me an idiot to my face, and it makes me really, really not want to hire you. So don't answer like this. Come up with a real answer like we talked about. Follow the formula and you'll have a good answer. The other wrong answer that you see way too often is people who aren't prepared for this question. And you can kind of tell they get that deer in the headlights look and their brain just shuts down and they just tell you, I can't think of any right now, or I don't have any. And that's not as bad as coming up with some BS answer. But really, the point of this question is I want to see how you think about where you could be improving. I really do want to actually learn a little bit about you and how you've been handling career development and making yourself better. And so this is a question that you can really set yourself apart from other candidates if you are prepared. Spend the time, come up with a couple answers, and you will be so far ahead of everybody else, you won't even believe it. Well, that brings us to the end of this lesson. Now that you know why interviewers are asking this question, how to answer it correctly, and a few really bad answers to avoid, now it's time to practice. Spend the next 5 to 10 minutes brainstorming weaknesses. Write them all down. Don't censor yourself here. Even the bad ideas go on paper. Then pick 2 or 3 to focus on more deeply, focusing on weaknesses that are real, that don't disqualify you from the job, and that you have already started taking steps to improve yourself on. For each one, practice answering the "What is your biggest weakness?" question. Practice in the mirror, record yourself on your cell phone, it doesn't really matter. The important thing is repetition. Practice, practice, practice. Drill this into yourself until you can answer this question in your sleep. Then take a break, come back tomorrow, practice some more. You really want to have all of these answers down so well you can answer them even when you get into the interview and get nervous. Then, after you've mastered this weaknesses question, you're ready to move on to the next lesson, where you'll discover the framework that makes answering even the broadest, most difficult of the big 3 interview questions a breeze. Looking forward to seeing you over there.